Well, Marty, I hope all your pipes are working and all your everybody's nice and warm over there in Ellettsville. How are you?
I am fine, and I have my water bill is going to be high because I've got all the water in every spot running because water's cheaper than trying to repair the pipes. So there you go.
That's a good way to look at it. And again, that's not a ton of water you're putting through there either. It's just enough to be smart when we have temperatures this cold. Preventative medicine, as you mentioned, is a lot better than having to have an emergency. That is absolutely true. So I hope you're staying warm. I know your puppy dog will keep you warm as well. How about county government? Is that warming your soul here in 2024? How are we doing?
Well, let me tell you, I feel really bad for the folks who were working at the Justice Building because the heat went out at the Justice Building.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did.
And so I was, you know, of course we're concerned about the people who work there, but also the people that are housed there in the building. But from the comments I've read, I've tried to reach them in person, but was having some difficulty on that. From what I've been told, it appears that the jail is operating sort of as usual. And, of course, they have all kinds of ways to be prepared. One of the things that they had prepared some time ago was to make sure that they had extra blankets for the folks who were in the cells that might be more drafty than others or for people who would have need of an extra blanket. Now, do I think an extra blanket's going to fix it if there's no heat at all?
No.
Well, no.
Better than nothing, though, right?
Right. And so they're doing what they can, although it is my hope that they have a backup system there because, you know, just like with our hopefully we've got a backup system that's working at our youth shelter as well, because when you have people there, that's where they are. You have to take care of that building as though it is your own home where people are there to stay. And so I know that they are doing all that they can to get this repaired, but I'm told that if the Justice Building is going to remain closed until Monday. So here's where then you end up with a problem. You know, you get jail population grows over the weekend when the courts are not in session, when the judges are not,
right.
Can't get them released, do an earlier release. Well, now we've gone how long with the courts not being there, and they're going to be going in that situation until Monday. So maybe there's been some kind of something else worked out, but from the report I got, that was like the concern that, you know, that their overpopulation would be a problem. But it won't be anything that they won't be able to take care of because we have really great leadership now at that jail situation.
Yeah, but the leadership, Marty, isn't going to fix the heating and air conditioning. No. It's not going to fix the problems with it. We have to build a new jail. This has been...
Well, right, but we're not going to get it built before Monday.
No, we're not. But
so they've got to figure out how they're going to take care of everybody that is their charge.
But that is the greater question. You're exactly right. And we're just trying to get to Monday. Then we're trying to get to the next Tuesday. Then we're trying to get to the next Friday. But at some point, we got to go. This thing has not been... This has been falling apart for years, not days or weeks.
Right, and thank goodness that we have somebody who is trying to hold it together as best they can while we are waiting, because we're going to be years before we get this jail. But I did receive a request from the commissioner's administrator saying, could we possibly have an updated meeting before a county council meeting having to do with the Thompson site? So evidently this is an executive situation, so we don't know what the news is going to be. But I think there's a whole lot of people who are saying, let's get this worked out and let's move forward in reasonable fashion. And so that's what we're hoping for.
Well, I mean, we can put all of our hope in one big bag and shake it up and see what happens. But hope doesn't get anything built. Hope doesn't make plans go. I hear you, but it's just another. Well, next summer's going to be hot. The next winter's going to be cold. Then, and. So, I'm patiently waiting, just like you are.
Well, yes, and of course, it really won't be up to the county council as to getting this thing moved forward. What it is up to us is to make sure that when they ask us for decisions, that they make sure they give us all the information we have, that we need, so that we can make sound financial decisions, because that's our job, and so that we can keep this thing moving forward. I know that the sheriff's department and the people in the jail commander and so forth are very appreciative of the county council's support for them in this past year, because it has started out as a pretty rough year, as you know. It was a lot of disagreement in this past
sure.
year. So hopefully people will starting to learn how to work better together in the sandbox.
Rhetoric doesn't get anything done. Action gets things done.
Right. And sometimes you have to have action at the state level, and that's one of the things. There is a bill, and I discussed this with you just last week, having to do with the contracts that the sheriff would help. The sheriff could go move forward with a contract if it was something he needed to do, rather than having to go hat in hand to get permission from X, Y, and Z to do it. Now that still hasn't been worked out. There was an amendment to it this week, stating how it might work. One of the things is that they would absolutely have to get the auditor notified, because someone spoke to that at the state level, saying that if the elected official could sign off on a contract and they send it through to the auditor for permission to get the payment made, the auditor can't turn that down, because it has to go forward to the commissioners to get that payment to be made. And it has to be a rule somehow, so that contract and all the documents would be ran through the auditor's office first, so they would be prepared to move forward with all the documents they needed to get the bill paid. So, you know, it may sound like this is just a lot of going around in circles, but it takes all of those things to make it work.
Well, the other part of this is the auditor's position here in Monroe County is also very interesting, I'm reading.
Right, it is very interesting, and of course the auditor that meeting will be on the 20th to see whether or not she will be caucused in to that now be the treasurer. That's what she must do, because the treasurer moved over to the city to be the city controller. That leaves that spot open. So since the auditor is term limited where she is now, and had planned to run for the treasurer, she wants to go ahead and move on over to the treasurer spot, if indeed that's how if that works out that way. And I think there's, as far as I know, there's no one else that signed up for that, so that we're assuming will be the present auditor will then be the treasurer. So then that spot will be open for the auditor. And so Bree Gregory, who's in the auditor's office now, wants to run for the auditor slot and to be caucused in for that. So we really don't know for certain who is going to finish out the auditor slot for this year.
Well, in the article I'm reading says no other candidates have filed for the treasurer's race either, so that is interesting. But the auditor's job is very important, because it's the county's CFO, the chief financial officer, so that all the tax dollars and everything else, you, the council, need to work closely with that position, I would assume.
Well, yes, and I've said for years that is the part of the wheel, because it's got all the spokes of the wheel, and that's the center of it. That auditor's office is the center of all of it, because you can't make anything run without the money, and that means that even if it's for the city, it's for the townships, everything, all those dollars flows in through the treasurer and then to the auditor, and all of that gets dispersed. And, of course, it starts at the assessor's office to determine what the dollars should be, having to do with your assessed value. So they opened it up for discussion at this last meeting, county council meeting, so that we would have an opportunity to say what are the offices we would like to represent. I just threw my hat in the ring and I said, I want to work with the assessor, the auditor and the treasurer, because from the very beginning I started serving in county government, we were told over and over again, it's a three-legged stool. It takes all three of those offices to make that work. So I'm looking forward to working with them and being able to assist in any way I can, and for them to be able to ask me if they have any questions having to do with finances or so forth. And it is a huge job. Today I was in a meeting with them with the for the exit interview, which we can't really talk. Really, we're not allowed to say what happened at the exit interview, but it is the purpose of that is because you have audits of everything that we have done. So there were a lot of people there in that exit interview, and I'll just have to say that there's some that has been really bad, and this was not one of them. So.
Well, that's good to a degree.
Right. I'm not really allowed to say exactly what happened, but it wasn't a secret that was being held today, for sure. So, but then, of course, we know what's going on at the state has to do with what happens here. And Representative Dave Hall has a bill that he's working with and passed out of committee today with an amendment 7-2 do pass, and that had to do with slope restrictions. Now, you may say, well, who cares about slope restrictions? But for those people who are saying, we just can't get anything approved to get built here, and a lot of it has to do with the slope restrictions. And so the bill is making it clear that no ordinance could be put in place or enforced if it had to do with a slope restriction of 25% or less, and unless it was within a watershed of a reservoir for municipal drinking water. So, you know, now what I've done is try to find out and have somebody send to me where are the lines for the watershed.
Yeah, that's the most important part, because when we hear all the terminology, show me a map, show me where we can, show me where we can't, and I think people will understand it a little bit better.
Right, because it's the Department of Natural Resources, they have determined to be the watershed if they determine it's the watershed area of a reservoir. And so it has to be also that if it's the majority of the ground, and I'm going by memory here, but the majority of the ground is 25% or less, if that is a reason for someone to try to deny it, that's not enforceable. Or if the main reason has to do with slope restriction, that's not enforceable. So we'll see what happens when it gets back out on the floor to see if there's other amendments and where it might go from there.
Yeah, this is early in the process. This is not
even... It really is, but you know what? It's great to have representatives who listen to locals to say, what can I do to help you? And this is one of the things that people have been saying over and over again, the home builders, the people looking for housing, the employers who are saying there's not enough housing here for us to be able to.
And this is why government gets bogged down, because not all 92 counties have the same issue. And that's one of the sausage being made and how this all works. So yes, it's great for Bloomington and Monroe County and the surrounding areas, but you got to have more than two or three people behind it, right?
Right, and that's the reason why I was very happy to see that Chris May was on that one, as well as Representative Heaton. I hope I'm not getting Chris. Chris May was, I think it was all three of those. I've been watching so many of these bills and so many of these meetings, pretty soon they all
start
to come.
Well, Marty Hawk's a political junkie. We know it. You like the process. You like to see how the constituency of your district in Monroe County is being represented. And, we learned, last week that it sounds like Monroe County Councilman Trent Deckard will be running for re-election.
Right. And, of course, I have not seen as yet, although I've been hearing that indeed Cheryl Munson plans to But I haven't seen that as yet. But of course, the other thing that I keep looking at that the election information is what is going on in the clerk's office.
I was going to ask you about that. You're right.
I mean, this is like I just shake my head because we're getting ready for one of the biggest election seasons ever.
And Marty Hawk, to Marty Hawk's point, there is not an election supervisor. According to BSquareBulletin.com, Ryan Herndon's last day as election supervisor was last Thursday. So 4 weeks to go before everybody has to file their paperwork. The May 7th primary is right around the corner. And April 9th, 90 days away is when we will start early voting.
And we know that the chief deputy in most counties, I don't have the numbers, but it is pretty much the case that the chief deputies in the counties are over, they do the hands-on work, and then the elected official, of course, is responsible. No matter what else happens, it's always up to that elected official responsible for that election to all go smoothly. But usually, the chief deputy assigned that job. But this election supervisor is so important to fill that slot because guess what? The elected clerk still hasn't filled, unless it's happened the last 2 days, nobody's talked about it. She still has an open slot for the chief deputy. So two of those slots that should be working that election has not been filled.
This
is serious. This is serious, serious.
Yeah, absolutely
business.
Right. And again, those numbers, April 7th is going to, it doesn't feel like it today if you step outside or look at the forecast, but 2 weeks from Friday is February, and to make sure everybody is on that ballot, to make sure that all the early voting things are going. Whatever happened to voting centers? Remember we were talking about that. Where did that ever go? Did we ever get to?
Oh, they're still having meetings about that, and that's not going to happen overnight.
No, it's not. Well, if there's nobody to push the people and papers along to it, well. That's interesting. So what's the next step here, Marty? Do we hire people immediately, move people up? How I know you don't have the answer, but what are some suggestions or solutions that would help with this issue?
Well, I wanted to look at the legislation or the rules about the election. You know, there is the election board that's made up, that's appointed, and would they be able to take this over and appoint somebody? I thought I read that if it didn't happen that these folks could move forward, but I really think that the clerk will certainly have to. She'll have to. And
this is the third person that has been in that position who has left in less than a year.
Right. So then you have to stop and wonder just why, and of course we know when the chief deputy left. She said it was in part because she wasn't pleased with the way some of the employees were being treated. I'm not looking at it word for word. I believe that's pretty close to what she was saying. So it's about time everybody woke up and let's get this moving forward. Like, what can we do to help? Saying bad things doesn't fix this. So saying good things doesn't fix it either. People getting busy and get their job done, and that's what will fix it. And it just has to happen. I mean, we had two people that had worked in that office for a very long time and knew how they were doing it and should have, so a mistake was made at that last election, and they woke up in the middle of the night, and the chief deputy did and said, whoops, did we remember that group? And they had not finalized all of the numbers, remember. And so when they did finalize it and those numbers had not been included, that's a human error, a human mistake. But I don't know how you can just keep saying somebody comes and stays on board for a week or two and they're gone, and a week or two and they're gone, or whatever. We need some people who know what they're doing in there.
Yep, and they're going to have to figure it out because, as you mentioned, there is a countywide election that it will be starting with early voting on April 9th, and everybody will have to have their pieces of paper all tuned in, but what, end of February, right? So we've got all kinds of things, all kinds of boxes to check off. And, well, those are some very real issues that I know you'll be following for us as we move along in this frozen winter time as well. You'll be following the state. When is your next meeting at the county level, and what's on your agenda?
Oh, this coming Tuesday, and that's what the commissioners want us to meet with them before we go into that next meeting. And I have not looked at that agenda yet because I've been looking at all these bills at the state level. And there's a lot going on in Ways and Means having to do that. That's where, that's where the real power is in that Ways and Means Committee, because if you can't figure out how you're going to pay for it and so forth, it's hard to make things move forward.
No, that's absolutely
true. But look who we've got sitting there to help us out. We've got Bob Heaton, who represents the area where I live, state rep, and we've got Peggy Mayfield, who is still represents a portion of us. So she's working with us, and we've got Chris May, who's working with us. We've got, Dave Hall, who am I leaving out, and Matt Pierce.
Look at Pierce getting a little shout-out. There we go.
I don't leave him out.
Fair and balanced.
An election meeting today at the state level. They were going over elections, and there was somebody by the name of Pierce commenting, and there must be two Pierces there because it's not him.
So. Marty, great job as always. I know you'll be watching all the trades for us and our local tax dollars as well. Come back next Wednesday. It'll be warmer. Temperatures pushing 50 next week, and we'll get caught up on all the happenings in Monroe County.
Wow. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.